Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, you are an internationally collected artist, aren't you?
Well, by the grace of God, Roy, thank you. Yes, we've been able to make a living from selling art since 1978. Haven't had a real job since then. Occasionally, I have to shoot something and eat it, or catch something and eat it, or pick
up
a roadkill.
Sounds like my radio career.
But pick up a roadkill or something. But Sherry and I, by the grace of God, we have made a living from art, and that is just—we're so grateful to the Lord for letting us, because it has been a ride, and there's been ups and there's been downs. But the work's now all over the place, all over the country, and all even around the world.
And what's really great about it is you've been able to incorporate the cross in Kerrville with your art, which is. The art was already a passion, and now the cross in Kerrville has become your other passion.
Yeah, exactly.
So you combine them. And you're bringing people to Jesus.
And I didn't plan that. He did. I mean, I was just doing my thing and doing my wildlife art and landscape paintings, and then God touched Sherry and
I. Said, this is the path you to go.
Yeah.
And you finally decided
after
this was
some disobedience, I finally said, I'm with you.
He had to spank you a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Well, as you know, we mentioned this many times every week. One of my favorite part of the show is when we get to talk about the miracle of the week. Please share that with us now.
Okay, we had a fun miracle that's probably worth mentioning. We had the women's group, ladies group from City Church in San Antonio come out in May 2nd, 2015, out to the garden, and Sherry and I were invited to be guest speakers, and I shared testimony over at the YO Hotel that's one of the sponsors of our radio show, and anyways, shared our testimony, but then later we were going to go out to the garden, and they wanted to see the garden, and I told them that, you know, miracles were happening, and they were all excited. And I told the organizer, Annie Flores, that I wanted her to pray for the ladies to see the visible glory of God. And she was a little nervous about that. She knew it might happen if I'd pray it, but she wasn't so sure it happened. And I said, you know, just have faith and just let's just trust God. So anyway, she gets all those hundreds or something ladies up there at the cross, and they're sitting in the amphitheater, and they're doing the music, and I was late. And she said when I got there, she was sweating bullets that I'd show up. And so I show up just as she's about to go up and greet the group and pray for this manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And so I said, well, come on, we'll both go up there. So I went up to the microphone, and I welcomed everybody to the garden, and I said, now, Annie's going to pray for you ladies to see the visible glory of God. And they all kind of looked, and Annie said, you know, how do I do that? And I said, Annie, just say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you just sprinkle your beautiful daughters with your visible glory in Jesus' name? So I handed her the microphone, and she said, Lord, would you please sprinkle your beautiful daughters with the visible glory of God? And I said, now, ladies, look at your hands and look at each other's faces. Who sees glitter, what looks like glitter on your face or your clothes or your hands? And all 100 of ladies started waving.
Women?
Yeah, started waving.
If that's
and,
not a,
and
a
yelling
confirmation,
and,
I don't know what
and,
it is.
And I mean, and see, the blessing was Annie did it. See, it's not me. It wasn't her. It was God. And he wanted to bless his daughters. But that let all of them see it is God who we seek. We don't seek a person. We seek God. And he did this for them. And I guarantee you they're all talking about their visit to Kerrville and to the cross.
I would say the cross has got a lot of word of mouth this
yes,
week. Huh?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, Max, that just don't believe in miracles.
Yeah, and we didn't really at first. I mean, we grew up good Southern Baptist, Sherry was Church of the Nazarene, and, you know, we'd heard the stories, and we believed God did all the stuff in the old days, and but he just really didn't do that anymore ever since, you know, video cameras were invented and recorders and all that stuff. But I'd always, in back of my heart, just felt like this God's got to still be working miracles. But we learned that God does still work miracles, and it got, came to a crisis in our life and in our family when we had a need, and we prayed and we asked for miracles, and God started working the miracles. And so, you know, people don't believe because they haven't seen it, and they don't believe the word. The scripture is clear as a bell. It's written in the Old Testament and the New Testament that God's a miracle-working God. But a lot of people just don't believe what they read, and so therefore they don't get to see it. And a lot of them have been raised with bad teaching. There's a lot of preachers and a lot of people that just water down the Word of God, and they say he doesn't do that anymore. But that's not true according to the Scripture and according to millions and millions of Christians that have experienced the supernatural.
Now, your lives are filled with genuine miracles. Why is that?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not so sure. There's a sovereignty of God's involved. But we dared to believe the book. We dared to believe what it said. And then God surrounded us with Christians who had miracle testimonies. And at first, we didn't have any of those because we were mainly raised in the Baptist church, and there weren't any stories that we heard. But
because nobody would say it.
Yeah.
If they had them, they wouldn't say it
because exactly.
They would be ridiculed.
That's right. But we ran into a Methodist named Jim Beard back at A&M when I was at college. And he started telling me about God working miracles in his life, in the life of a Methodist. And this Southern Baptist heard that and said, well, boy, God, if you're working with Methodists, would you work one with a Baptist? That's right. And God started working miracles. And the bear story in 1976 was, that first big miracle. But we've just loved it. It's just been a life that we've just had, the Spirit-filled life. And Sherry and I live in the world of God's miracles literally every day.
Well, certainly the fact that this cross has come as far as it has and everything that's happened is a miracle. And I've heard your story enough, so I know that. But I mean,
no, it is.
When you hear all these things and how this cross came about and all this happened, to have this much money be spent on all this and have an organization like yours, the Coming King Foundation, debt-free, is a miracle.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that makes miracles happen is having a need.
And you have the need.
And if you have a need in your life, suddenly you have a need for a miracle. And when you get to the end of yourself and the end of the doctors and the end of everything else you can do and it can't get done, that's when you ask God for the miracle, and that's when he shows.
Now, some people might say you're chasing miracle and experiences like that. What do you say to that?
Yeah. Well, that's criticism that is out there in the body of Christ. You don't hear it from non-believers, by the way. You know, you hear it from religious Christians that say, oh, they're just chasing miracles and experience and the supernatural. But the truth of the matter is Sherry and I chase Jesus Christ.
And as a result of doing that, the miracles happen around
That's right, right, because miracles follow Jesus Christ.
And I found that
Christ.
Myself. The more closer I've come to God and Jesus, the more miracles happen.
Exactly. And if you'll believe he did what he did in the past and is willing to do what he said he'd do in the future, then the miracles will follow him, and then you follow him. And that's how these miracles follow us.
But you have to pay attention.
Yeah, and then you have to have eyes to see, and that's part of the fun. Is you actually then when you realize he does it, then you start saying, show me God. And you look around and it's little tiny things sometimes and it's very big things other times. But then you realize it's like the scales fall off your eyes like the Apostle Paul. And suddenly you realize, and a lot of people, Christians that are getting miracles every day, they just don't recognize it. They could be in car wrecks. They could have diseases. They could have accidents. And God intervenes. And if they had eyes to see, they would recognize that really was God.
How did you first learn that God still does miracles?
Well, you know, the first time that we learned God worked miracles was in 1976 when I was on that bear hunt. And my Methodist friend Jim Beard that I mentioned, he told me that God worked a miracle in his life. And I was stunned. It was about another friend of ours at the time was an atheist agnostic, and he said God's real, and the atheist said, nah, he's not. And the atheist said, well, if he's real, have him produce a bear. We were on a bear hunt, bow hunt in Idaho. And sure enough, the next morning, God produced this giant bear for this atheist. And anyways, it really got his attention. And so Jim Beard tells me this story, and I'm stunned as a Baptist. And so I said, okay, God, if you're really working miracles, I'd like you to work one for me. If you're really talking to people, I'd like to hear you. And God spoke a prophecy, a five-point prophecy. He said, you're going to kill a bear the next morning. It's going to be the bear I was hunting all week long. I'd kill it in my stand, and I'd kill it with one arrow, and it'd die instantly. And I heard God's voice for the first time in my life. I didn't hear my ears, my spirit. Next morning, I told 9 witnesses what God said. They all laughed and thought I was nuts. And everything happened exactly like God said the next morning. And a film crew was there filming the whole thing.
And so it happened as you predicted.
Exactly, yeah. And again, 9 people in a film crew recorded it.
What's the odds of that?
Well, you know, the atheist that was on the trip, who's now a believer, he worked for Southwest Research here in San Antonio, brilliant scientist. He calculated on the computer, and he structured the math problem several ways. But one way that he calculated it was 33 billion to 1 that those 5 events could happen. And they happened just exactly like I said, and they happened in front of 9 witnesses.
So what did you learn about that 1976 bow hunt?
Yeah. Well, first of all, God meets you where you are. I wasn't in church. I was out bow hunting, you know, and God met me where I was in my passion, what I loved. And the other thing I learned, God still speaks to people personally, individually. Yes, he uses the Bible. Yes, he uses friends. But his still small voice, the rhema voice, can still speak into the lives of people. And then I learned he still works miracles. He enters the universe and does supernatural things that change all the natural order that he created.
He has the ability to enter our world and go back out. And when he does, that's when all the miracles happen.
Right, right.
Why did God do that miracle for you?
You know, I wondered that for years. And I was sitting in 1982, I was sculpting a wild turkey sculpture sitting at my desk, and I thought back about that bear hunt years before. And I said, God, why did you get that black bear for me? Let me get that black bear with a bow and arrow. And that still small voice said, I wasn't trying to get the bear, Max. I was trying to get you.
How did that first God experience change you?
You know, I mean, I'm getting the Holy Spirit chill just saying that. I don't know if you guys are feeling it, but it was about God getting me. It wasn't about God getting a bear. And from that moment on, my testimony was about a miracle-working God, and it flat changed us. And everybody that knows, even Sherry, when I called home from Idaho on the bear hunt, I think, honey, I said, she said, how's it going? I said, I had a supernatural experience with a bear. You're right. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Well, today, as you share that story, what do people think of that story? the bear story.
You know, it's funny because friends are stunned. Back in those days, all my friends were outdoorsmen, fishers, hunters, bow hunters, PhD wildlife biologists, and that blew them away because they never heard of anything like that in their whole lives. But today, by the grace of God, Sherry and I have so many more miracles. We seldom have time to tell the original bear story miracle because God has done so many more, and it's just so much fun to get to do his stuff. John Wimber said, you know, we should try to do the stuff that Jesus said, and this is it. It's going out there and living the Spirit-filled life and doing the stuff Jesus did.
Well, things are going well at the Crossing Kerrville. Share some of the things that are happening up there and the progress that you're making, because every day you're doing something different, you're progressing, you're getting more folks in.
Sure. Well, again, the garden is continuing. It's growing. There's thousands of people come from all across the country and the world. Sometimes they meet our tour guides and they're ministered to her individually. But sometimes they just have an experience with God. It's all free. It's beautiful. And it's a place where you don't have to go to church to meet God. You can just come to that mountain. We've got the scripture in three languages, 77 verses on scripture tiles. And as you come into a cross-shaped garden, you read the gospel in your language, and you work your way through these big sculptures, and you see the sculptures, and you finally get to the center of this big cross. And everybody can come. Everybody's welcome. Any background, any religion, any race, any orientation, Jesus loves everybody, and he wants to be in their lives.
For more information for people that are listening right now and they want to get more information about the Crossing Kerrville, what's your website and how do they get to that?
Okay, well, we've got several websites. One of them is www.thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, like the name of the radio show. And then the main website is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. Right. And if you check the websites and go over to our website, GreinerMaxGreinerArt.com, you can see the picture of that bear, and you can see the whole story in writing.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry Greiner, and I have more quotes for you today. I want to thank you for all the quotes that you send in. I want you to know that we absolutely read every one of them, and we pray over each one, especially the ones for healing and the needs in many people's lives. So please keep those quotes coming in because I will read them on the air. Okay, for our first quote today, I have one that was written to the Kerrville Daily Times in the letters to the editor. And they said, the 77-foot cross going up was controversial. Jesus said, choose this day whom you will serve. I, as a sinner, saved by his blood on that cross, say, as for me and my house, we will serve Jesus. I believe when we see him, Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful servant. To the unbelievers, he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Be certain you make the right and forever decision. Seven is called the number of completion, so is 77. So God bless the raisers of the cross. This is from Mike Hall, Kerrville, Texas. Another one, thank you for building the cross. When I go up there, I feel peace. This is from Matthew Brown. He's 10 years old in Kerrville, Texas. Praise the Lord. Erect the cross, and when you are done with this one, there is a great place in Casper, Wyoming that calls for a cross to be erected there. Please keep up the good work and keep up the prayers. We need to be reminded daily that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. From Ingrid Bora, Casper, Wyoming. And she wrote this into the Daily Kerrville Times. The next one I have for you today is Max and Sherry, thank you for your perseverance, strength in raising the cross as I go in and out of Kerrville and see it in our area. I have a sense of heavenly protection and peace and the promise of God to make Kerrville a place where he brings our hearts in line with his blessings. Sylvia McGinnis in Kerrville, Texas. I didn't realize so many of these were all from Kerrville. Now we have one from Maryland. This is God's prized property. It is glorious. Many lives will forever be changed because of this place. And her name is Sherry Ross, Gate of Truth Ministries. Last one is simply, that cross is awesome. And I believe my time is up. So bye. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.